Oh, hello, my friends. How are you doing? I hope you are having a fabulous day. So interesting that today's topic is about the myth of balance. And why do I think that's entertaining? Because I almost forgot that I was doing this today because I had my mind on something else. I had my mind thinking about so many other things that I was working on. And here I am going to tell you about the myth of balance, which apparently is a giant myth. So it's so common right now to hear people talk about work-life balance, how to achieve work-life balance. There's whole sections in the bookstore on work-life balance and how to get it and how to achieve it and how to take control of your own life, your day, your everything really. So when I'm thinking about work, I'm smiling because I'm still working on it myself. I mean, I'm haven't perfected, I've far from perfected it. But it's something that I'm aware of, and it's something that I keep working on. And the recently, I did my one of my very first reels on Instagram. I don't know if you've checked out reels yet, but my reel was about work-life balance, and that it's not a real thing. And the reason that I don't feel like it's a real thing is I don't think that we should. I think putting your attention and effort into trying to create a balance between your life and your work creates the stress that you that almost makes it worse, trying to find this thing, this mythical land of balance. And I just think it doesn't help people to be constantly thinking that there's something that they should be achieving that they're not, this mythical land of work-life balance. And also, I came to a realization. It was actually I came to the realization when I was lying in the hospital waiting to find out the state of my brain after my stroke in October. And it was that our work is we are not defined by our work. I want to make that clear. I'm not saying that you are your work. Your work is part of you. So, sometimes you'll hear people say, "Oh, I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm an architect, I'm a yoga teacher." That's not their whole being. Or I hope it's not their whole being. There's much more to life than your vocation, but it's something that they do. It's part of their life. It's not their whole life, if that makes sense. So when I think about work-life balance, what I think about is not work-life balance. It's balancing. Work is just part of your life. Why would you have to separate it from your life to try and put its like give it its own pigeonhole category? I don't know that you that's I don't know that that's healthy, right? So what I think of is instead of trying to do work-life balance, I think about sorry, I'm slightly distracted for just a moment while I do something. So instead of trying to separate your life from your work, why not just make it part of your life? Why not make it that is just one of the aspects of your life that you want to have in your life, obviously. Otherwise, me like, why would you do it? But it's just one of the pieces of your wellness. So when I look at people's wellness when I'm coaching them, it's it is your professional, which is your work part, but it's also your financial, your physical, your emotional, your relationships, your spiritual, whatever way you want to define that. So it's just a piece of it. So the myth of balance is, for me, when I think of that as a work-life balance, is why does that have to be a separate part of you? It is a part of you. So make it in balance with the rest of the things that you want in life, right? The rest of the things that you want to include in your life. And what I realized when I was in the hospital was there's no such thing as work-life balance, just a full stop. There just is no such thing. There's only life and all of the parameters that go into life, all of the things, messy, clean, whatever. Life does get messy. Who cares? Who says it has to be tidy? But we do want to feel like we understand where we are in life. I understand that. So all of those parts of life are happening. So work is just part of your life. There's just life. I think that the anxiety and the overwhelm and the stress and the discomfort and the fear and everything that makes you do this pulling in on yourself and just want to quit the whole planet, just chuck everything in the dumpster and go live in an ashram somewhere. I think what causes that is that you have an imbalance between what you value the most and what you're prioritizing in your life. So it's interesting, when you're sick, what do you value the most? You value your health. But why do we only pay attention to that when we're sick? I don't know. That's another human trait I'm still investigating. So instead of thinking about trying to balance your work and your life, put your work in your life and balance and prioritize all the pieces of your life properly. That is how you're going to find balance. That is how you're going to find a life that brings you joy. I mean, there's still ups and downs in life. I call it the snakes and ladders of life. There's still the snakes and ladders of life, but you will have a better chance of releasing that need, that feeling that you're not doing something right, trying to balance your work and your life. You'll do better if you just put it into the pot and figure out what you're going to prioritize. If you need to do it on a daily basis, a weekly basis, however it's going to work for you, but find a way to prioritize all of the important parts of your life. And that's how you're going to find some balance. My friends, I'm Heather. I think I forgot to introduce myself. Oops. I'm Heather. My company is Prosperity Flow Coaching, and I am helping women figure out how to find balance and health in their life, because health is the last thing that is always the last thing. So I want to normalize taking care of yourself so that you can be present in whatever way you need to be for everyone else. My friends, I hope you have an amazing day. Thank you for tuning in. This will be up on Google and Apple Podcasts in about 15 minutes. I will take care. I will talk to you soon.